Hello, everyone. I don't know if you could hear that, but that was my Coke fizzling as soon as I opened it, and I heard it through the microphone because I have to listen to myself when recording these, so I actually heard it. I didn't know if you guys were able to pick it up as well. Anyway, with that said, welcome to the Stephen D. Podcast, episode 14. Today is Friday, May 31st, and yeah, we're going to be playing some BK3. We're going to continue this series, and if you haven't seen the other parts of my BK3 series, no worries, because even if you decide to watch this one first for whatever reason, I will be putting the link in the show notes to the other two parts. So, yeah, my plan for today's episode is to try and get through stage 2 completely and on into part of stage 1 perhaps. So, of course, oh, Paul is here. Hi, Paul. It's the first time he's able to join the stream, which is nice. So, the ways you guys can communicate with me are, of course, the Skype group. You can mention me on Twitter. I'll open up the Discord if enough people join. Oh, we have a few people right now. Welcome, everybody. Appreciate you being here. Oh. Alrighty, so if there are any audio problems, which I always try and extensively check for those before streaming, please do let me know. And other than that, I think we're about to get ready to get started, which is the quickest intro to this podcast since I think it's ever began. Literally, usually I'm still talking until after the song is over, but as soon as the song ends, we're gonna launch the game. Now, I will note that I did play a little bit of this. I did a lot of grinding, and without really thinking about it, I played through the following, or what we're going to play through today, the rest of stage 2. So, I will still play through it. You just won't hear the weird violin noise in the background saying the shop was unlocked, but, yeah, I won't do that again. Because I know that even though it's not really a big deal, it's not the convention with the playthrough to do something like that. So, I won't be doing that again. I'm going to watch out next time before I, end up playing through what I'm supposed to play through on the podcast. Alright. Let's see here. I'm going to drink some Coke real quick. But in other news, before we get started playing, you know, it's supposed to be summer, right? Well, for me, it mostly is, but I'm in algebra, and the reason is that algebra is really hard for me. I've tried it. This is my second attempt in what is supposed to be developmental algebra, because I'm not very good at it at all. Last time, I did pretty bad. I didn't know what was going on at all, so I ended up getting just an in progress. But you know what? This time, I'm hoping to actually pass, if not get an A. I feel like I can do it. So you know what? Wish me luck, and I will definitely work hard to get that done. This summer school is not going to be wasted. Let's load up BK. I loaded it up a few minutes ago for audio testing purposes, and just to let you know, it took like a whole minute to load up. I don't know why, but it's loading. It'll get there at some point. This game always takes a while to load. You know, I always drink Coke in this podcast. Well, I actually went and toured the Coca-Cola Museum on Monday. My family took a trip up to Georgia for Libby's goalball tournament, and that was one of the things we ended up getting to do. It was pretty interesting. I guess the most interesting part was trying out all the different flavors they had available, because they had literally, you'd get a sample cup and then you'd have all these fountains. Oh, here's our game. No, but it was pretty nice. Although I was pretty nauseous afterwards from all that coke I was drinking. Let me go adjust something real quick. I'm just increasing the volume that I can hear. There we go. Yeah, I just had to increase the volume that I can hear the the game at. It doesn't affect you guys, but it was quiet on my end. I didn't like that very much. Here we go. Now, of course, we're not Steve-O. We are. Okay.
State of King Godlord, colon, total play in time, colon, 3 hours, 18 minutes, 0 seconds, stage select, colon, move to the stage selection menu.
So yeah, I, whenever I was playing, in between the podcast episodes, I had to do a ton of grinding, just to get to stage 2.2. Like, I was literally grinding to get through that for probably 30, 45 minutes, and, you know, it's fun to watch playthroughs of games, but I don't really think it's necessarily fun for people to sit and watch someone do the same thing over and over and over again.
Status call, stage select, colon, move to... Select the stage, tutorial, Akira, stage 1, colon, school of insanity, stage 2, colon, mysterious phenomenon.
So, of course, here is stage 2, and this, you know, if you remember from the last episode, this is where we started out by getting iron balls thrown at our shield, you know, with that dude who was like, ooh, let's just review this real quick. And as soon as you start the level, he throws the first ball, and then he's like, well, you know, I just really want to make sure you know what's going on, so let's review it again. And he does it again. Yeah, because he totally just wanted to review. He didn't want to throw balls at me, he just wanted to make sure I knew what was going on.
Select the level 2-1 colon, the combined lesson. 2-2 colon, the community center.
All right. Let me check some messages before we actually get into this. And I will try to get to your messages as frequently as possible. This is a very action-packed game. I'm probably not going to think of pausing while in the middle of a level. But I'll check between levels. Okay. Okay, so this is kind of a hard one. We actually have to go and clear the community center.
Just received a letter.
Okay.
MR Mayor. Hello, and thank you for always supporting our town. There is an unknown problem occurring at our local community center.
Oh, that didn't sound good. I'm wondering if it's the same thing as the school.
There are lamps flying around the building, glass bulbs falling one after the other. We have never seen such a mysterious phenomenon before.
Okay.
Some reports are also saying that there have been staff injured due to this trouble. In addition, similar phenomena are starting to spread in the town, and it's getting more dangerous. We would like you to help us find the cause of the problems and neutralize it. We heard you had successfully neutralized the school at which unknown creatures were detected. We sincerely apologize for the abruptness of his letter, but we humbly ask you to kindly consider his request and lend us any aid you might be able to.
Sure thing.
Crystal City Security. King Godlord, colon, goddammit.
Goddammit.
King Godlord made his way at once to the community center. At the community center entrance, from here a lamp that is flying can be seen.
Okay, so we have a flying lamp here.
Weapon list, club 1, short sword 1, Sasamata 4, pad 4, plate launcher 3, attack 1.
Let's see. So we got the long sword here and the rope here. Let's go ahead and rope it. You remember the rope was what we got last time. That's how we have to kill the lamps. And that looks to have dropped something.
Community center key.
Ha! That's convenient. It's a... guess a little violent receptionist, if you will.
inside of the community center appears to have been ransacked and ruined.
Oh, someone jacked up the community center. So let's get my sword out here. Oh, yeah, there's a slime. Go away.
320/325.
Ow. Oh, now we have lamps. Great. No. Okay. Now, is this a desk? Yeah, I think I just killed a desk. I've never been able to figure out what that was. Okay. Yep, here's another. Let's see what that is. Yeah, it is a desk. It's a bouncing desk, you guys. Oh, I'll get that when it comes back. No. Or I won't. I'll jump up and get surprised by another one. That's also fine. I've never heard of a bouncing desk, though. Hey, that wasn't cool. Now I really want to kill that lamp. I'm gonna kill that one too. Come back. Notice how I'm just ignoring the slime. Alright, they're broken. Alright, so this is our first door.
50-0.
At 50-0.
This room seems to be for children to play in.
Oh, so it's a nursery.
But now it's full of unknown creatures instead of children.
Okay. Jeez, man! This is supposed to be the children's room. Oh my god! Notice how the lamps are just flying around beating the crap out of the flying desks. God. Oh, I'm running out of stamina. Hold on. Okay, so what we actually have to do is clear this entire room of all the enemies. All 10 of them.
Okay.
Nice job. Hey, broke it. I'm gonna get the desks first. Okay. Wow. Then I'll get the lamps. Come here. Come back over. Come on. Oh. We have
object info, coin at 82-0. Red lamp with 4 to total objects, 4/current. Red lamp point at 8, point at 90.
We have one lonely lamp. Oh, here it comes. Bye. Now let's get the coins. And I now have 100 gold.
Staple of the game anyway. No matter, they're a staple of the game anyway. No matter, they're a staple of the game. No matter, they're a staple of the game anyway.
I'm not quite sure what it just said there because I was pressing enter to pick up the coins and it showed that first message, so I skipped it. So whatever it was talking about is a staple of the game. Good to know. All right.
Door 00.
Door 00.
87-0.
So you got to do a long trek. Here, I guess I can. Let's see. All right. I really love this game for its in-depth level of imagination. Like, it's impressive. Alright, we're just checking messages, making sure. Here we go. Now we're going back out into the community center, and that was just the same message from before. It's ransacked. It's ruined.
The inside of the community center appears to have been ransacked and ruined.
Wait, I tried to kill that with the rope. Nice. Go away. Ignore that lamp for now, because we've got another door coming up.
138-0 at 150.
Here we go.
Further into the center, things don't look to be any better. There seems to be a switch in the right side of this room, but bulbs are falling like rain.
Oh God. Okay, so what we're gonna have to do is I'm gonna see, as soon as I unpause this, I'm gonna check to see if I have any rice balls, because I'm gonna need them. Basically, what you do is you have to freaking run past all these raining bulbs. And if you ever watched my Oh Shit podcast or played the Oh Shit game itself, you think those rocks fall fast? That's nothing. That's literally laughable compared to this. Basically, you're running through there hoping for the best luck that you don't run over. Ooh. Hey, Liam. Liam has tuned in. Yeah, we're not even close to Carly yet, but Liam also did a playthrough of BK3 on his YouTube channel, and yeah, there's a character coming up when we get to about stage 11, I believe. We'll see her. And Liam loves her. He just adores her. Alright. 1 second, and then we'll proceed. Okay. There we go.
Get further into the center. Things don't look to be any better. There seems to be a switch at the right side of his
room.
I missed rice ball to recover.
So, yeah, I didn't check for rice balls. I just started running, but now I checked for rice balls. Let's use one and keep running. Oh my, whoa, whoa. Okay, so yeah, I was holding down the right arrow, and when that switch got close, that's what that little beep 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 was. I started spamming enter. By a door, Liam says, by a doors, he means I want to slam her head into a door. Oh, wow. Speaking of door,
56-0.
That's where we have to go. So it's kind of warm in the house. today, so I'm really thirsty, which means that we are,
21 PM.
What, 20 minutes into this podcast, and I only have a quarter can of Coke left. Wait, no, about a half can of Coke. Normally, I'm not this empty. Hey. Nobody likes the seat by the door. Wait, I do, because then I can run out easier.
322/325.
Alright. So, we are off into this quiet patch here that is coming to an abrupt end. Oh, wow. Oh, hey. Got it.
251, 0.
So there's our door at 250.
How am I supposed to get over to that switch all the way over there? I hope the switch can stop enemies from spawning, but how am I supposed to activate it with nothing to stand on to reach up there? Well, if I press the switch, it might stop those things from appearing, and maybe some other things will happen too. Gotta think about how to get up there, dot dot.
Okay, now this introduces another aspect for like the first real time you have to use it. This actually shows up in stage 1-1 when you go out into the courtyard. You can actually go and that's where you got the science room key, and you can go get like different bonus items. There are a couple little balls you can use to throw at things or whatever. That and this both introduce this game's idea of platforming, and I actually like it. It's very in depth. You know, he's got a little camera where you can scan around, and we're gonna use that here. First of all, let's find that switch.
Object info, switch at 50/12. Total objects 1/current position 0/0. Switch at 50/12.
So yeah, we have to go all the way to the right and all the way up quite a bit, but. Notice how we can't jump here. What we actually have to do is I'm gonna scan from my camera. What that means is empty space. That's just a tile of air. Now that means there's a surface up there. That's why we can't jump, because there's a surface 2 feet above us. Yeah. So I'm actually going to use my camera to look for the end of that surface. So we're up to it. So it's 9 steps to the right. Now we got 10. Let's turn to the left again. Jump up. Go to the left.
9, 3.
There we are. Now we have another one above us. Going back to 0/0, there's nothing above us, but there is just to the right. So let's
1, 3.
Oh, that didn't work.
1, 3.
Eh, can't get up here.
1, 3. 1, 6.
There we go. Now I'm up. Alright. So we're at 1, 6. Okay. Now we have to. I'm gonna go to the right a little.
9, 6.
There's a platform above us. So let's go back to the left.
3, 6.
Okay. Now what this means. There's like echoing footsteps. This means I'm close to the edge. And it's like right next to me now. So 2, 6. If I go any further left, I'm gonna fall off. And I don't wanna fall off. So, let's turn to the right.
Three,
jump
six.
Up. Oh, wait. That failed.
2, 6.
Jump.
2, 6. 2, 6.
Jump.
3-9. Here we are. So that switch is at 50-12. Oh, we can jump up right here.
4-12.
Ah! Here we go. Let's walk to the right. Oh, there's a gap here. Right. It's only one tile wide, though. How far away? Okay. Get right up on it. Yeah. Jumped it.
30, 12.
All right. So the switch is this way.
42. 50, 12.
Flip it. Nothing happened, you say? Well, watch. Watch as I run to the left now, fall into the gap, and this happens. Wow. We have some more desks still. Lovely. Alright, I have plenty of health. Hey. I'm using my long sword. So. Oh. There are a lot of lamps, you guys. Whoa. Oh my gosh. Wow. You remember in stage 1-1, or 1-2, how these things were just owning me, and now most of the time they don't even hit me before I get to them?
309/300.
Here we go.
Right. Door. Total door 0-0.
We have to run all the way back to the door.
141-0.
Wow. You know what's funny is I've never actually completed a game of this before, so this is going to be really interesting when we get to the later part of this on the podcast, because I have very little experience with it.
In God's War, Colton, seems like they really did stop. Apparently, the switch moved all the enemies to this location.
Yep, so that's what happened. When we flip that final switch, it took all the enemies in the entire community center and threw them in that one little room.
And can God Lord defeat them all? How crazy.
It's not crazy at all. Remember, I can throw lightning down at people who make me mad.
He strolled the building for 30 minutes after that, but he couldn't find anything strange. Can God Lord Colin okay neutralized here, but I gotta hurry. Select the stage tutorial. Stage 1, stage 2, colon, mysterious phenomenon. Select the level 2-2, colon, the community said 2-3.
Alright.
Akirado's about in 2-3, colon, fleeing in terror. In God's War, colon, Nuo, the stones are chasing me.
Oh boy.
Citizen 1, colon, mayor, the origin is at the supermarket, blow it up. In God's War, colon, like the previous generator? Citizen 1, colon, I haven't heard much, but it seems to be a cylindrical flying object. In God's War, colon, so I have to go there avoiding these boulders. By the way, when did the creatures start to appear? Citizen 2, colon, probably about 30 minutes ago. Everyone except us has already fled, so don't worry. There should be no one since an evacuation order officially announced. Schools, stores, factories, everything is stopped. In God's War, colon, it must be dangerous. Thanks for telling me that.
Okay, so
in God's War, colon, I haven't thought that the day I have to use this will come. Warning to all citizens. There are lots of unknown creatures around the city. I will go and destroy the origin now, so do not go outside from now. If you don't want to die, keep yourself in a safe place.
So, basically, you know, King Godlord is the mayor of this city, and I just let everyone know, hey, if you don't want to die, stay put. There's crap all over the city. I basically sent out an announcement.
Friend 2, if you don't want to die, I haven't seen a mayor who says such a thing.
Yeah, me neither.
Friend 1, I personally like it though. King Godlord, okay, recorded. Now time to battle. New notification from Skype. King Godlord, okay,
whoops,
recorded.
So Liam says that the next music has great, or the next level has great music. Oh yeah, I love that switch too, Liam. That was yeah, so apparently we have good music, and I can't remember how to turn it up, I think. Oh, there we go. It's page up. So we're going to crank up the music for this level. And yeah, what we need to do is run and avoid the boulders. Here goes. Oh, and the falling. What the? There's a freaking bee. There are swarms of bees dropping light bulbs. Heck yeah, this is great music. Why are there bees dropping light bulbs? I've never heard of such a thing. Ow! I jumped on the rock. Ow. They're not doing too much damage, though. I have a lot of defense. And I think the weird little bees are chasing me. Oh, another rock. Come on, come on, come on! Come on!
447, 0.
Oh, we seem to have reached the boring part of the level, but it's almost over.
King Godlord, too. I'm tired. It was a long way.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, what is that?
Uh-oh.
Select the stage, tutorial.
What is that?
Stage 2, mysterious phenomenon. Select the level 2-1, the combined lesson. 2-2-3, fleeing in terror. 2-4, the monster generator.
Alright. Let's drink some Coke. The monster generator now.
King Godlord, what is that? On the roof of the supermarket, there is a cylindrical object flying. The object is about 2 meters tall, and it seems to be generating creatures, but... King Godlord, how am I supposed to reach that height? Anyway, I have to figure it out.
Ooh. I'm gonna turn the music down. Okay. So what we have here is a generator. And apparently he did figure out how to reach that height. Now this generator, that noise it's making right now, that mean dropped, it is on the ground and getting prepared to spawn an enemy. Well, it's landing and getting prepared to spawn, because as soon as it touches the ground, it's going to spawn an enemy. And then, after it spawns that, it's going to sit still for a second as the enemy comes out or whatever. And then it's going to go up, fly into the air, and fly across the map. And it's going to come down again, and spawn another, and keep repeating this process until I kill it. So yeah, let's run over to it, get out my sword.
Oh. HP full, all status.
Oh, I hit the status. My
Submenu
bad.
Status.
Here we go. Here we go. Okay, so yeah, it just spawned insects. Oh. And it sat there, and so I started hitting it. Now it's flying. Hear that? It's passing overhead. Going to the right. Now going back to the left. Let's see what its health is.
Launcher at 25, 10 HP, 88%, level 15.
Launcher at 25, 10. HP, 88%. Okay. Come here. I was just ignoring the bugs. Now it's flying again.
Oxygen. Launcher at 35, 10 HP, 64% level 50.
Ooh, wow. Yeah, this thing's about to die. Go get that coin. Still flying. Now this thing can generate a bunch of stuff. It can generate the bugs, the desks, the slimes. Even rolling boulders like we just ran from can generate a bunch. Oh yeah, and it can generate flying lamps apparently. Forgot about that. Yeah, it's not gonna be around for too much longer though. So no worries. Okay. Now, the thing about the flying lamps that this stupid generator spawns is it puts them on the ground. They aren't even flying, they're just rolling around hitting you. Yep, but the next round, it's not even going to have time to generate. It's just going to die. 4% health. Boom.
In God's War, colon 2, gone. I wonder what this thing is. The Amogen may be able to analyze this. Oh, I've left the communicating device. Anyway, let's go home and talk about this with everyone.
Alright.
Select a stage.
So, remember as I said, I accidentally went ahead and played through all this so you didn't hear the stage get unlocked.
Stage 3, colon, building, sir. Stage
or the
one,
shop.
Stage 2, colon, mysterious phenomenon.
So, a little note on that stage, though. Is that generator battle? That was easy because I did a bunch of grinding. You're going to have to do a lot of grinding in this game. Because things do get harder. And if you're not ready for them, well, you're going to be in for a treat. The first time I did that generator battle, it took 2 or maybe 2.5 times longer, if not 3 times longer than it did just now. Because whereas I was just doing 20 something damage to it every time it landed, before then I was doing a max of 10%, usually just 9% damage. So this happened over and over again. So yeah, you really want to grind and make sure you're ready for this stuff. Alright. Let's see. We're gonna check out Yoka Tank Shop.
yoke has been rolling well since Yamcha used your weapons for experiments and turned them into useless scrap. I've made some more. And I'm selling rice balls, but I so desperately want to eat them myself. You currently have 140 coins.
Okay.
What would you like to buy? Rice ball 5 coins. Iron blade 50 coins. Iron blade 50 coins. White hammer 85 coins. Iron blade 50 coins. Yoke and colon, this is a sword I made. Yoke and colon, since I'm so gifted, I can make better swords than anyone else. Buy this weapon. Cancel. Bye.
Let's
cancel.
Let's see.
You currently have 100. You currently, what would you like to Iron blade 50, white hammer 85 coins, steel shield plus 15 coins. Back.
Okay, so we have a steel shield.
Steel shield plus 15 coins. White hammer 85.
And that was basically what we got for free in 2-1, but I think it's actually upgraded a little.
Back. Steel white hammer 85 coins.
We have a wide hammer, which the thing about the hammers are is that they swing very slow, but I guess this one.
Yoketan colon, this is a hammer with a white head. It can hit enemies jumping towards you.
Oh, okay.
Buy this weapon.
So, this one is kind of good, though, because you can hit enemies that are jumping. So, like those desks or whatever, I could have hit them before they hit the ground. I think I'm going to get the Iron Blade here.
Iron Blade 50 coins. Yoketan colon, this is a sword since I'm so gifted. Buy this weapon. Cancel. Bye. You currently have 90 coins. What would you like to buy? Iron Blade, white hand, steel sheet bag. Steel white, iron rice.
Oh, we do have rice balls.
Iron rice ball, 5 coins.
So let's see. I'm gonna get
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
8.
You currently have 50 coins. What would you like to buy back? Please come back soon. Select a stage. To story, stage 3, colon, building search.
Alright, and we're gonna move on to stage 3.
Akira. Another letter. Mayor. We want crystals. We make monsters launch kill we can. We want crystals. We have power. We want crystals. We want to become mayor. If we not mayor, we destroy town. And Godmore Colin looks like the guy who wrote this is not good at English.
Wow. No, I... You know, I don't think he is.
It's a guy from another continent or something.
Wow. It's like, you know, we're going to destroy your town if you don't give us the crystals. This guy is not very good at English, is he?
Trent 1, colon, you aren't exporting crystals to other continents, are you? Trent 3, colon, that's why such a strange guy sent this damn letter. You better think about it again. In God lore, colon, but isn't this weird? Trent 2, colon, why? Everything makes sense to me. Yoketan, colon, yeah. Yamcha, colon, sell him some and make him satisfied. Simple and easy. In God lore, colon, the things that I want to ask are... Why does he or they want the privilege of mayor? Crystals can be obtained if they ask me. I can sell some to them, of course. The reason I'm selling the crystals in a limited area is because they are very precious and cannot be found in any other location. Cities that periodically import crystals are making treaties and conforming them. For special orders from other continents, they can consult me with the usage and the transportation route clarified. This information is not only for this continent. People from other countries or continents can know it too. If so, the fact they want crystals explains it. Trent 3, colon, oh, I didn't expect you to be such a smart guy. Yamcha, colon, I didn't notice that. In God lore, colon, anyway, I won't decide what to do yet, okay? Yoketan colon, yeah, it's actually not a good idea for the mayor to deny a request from someone, but in this case, let's wait and see what they do next.
Alright.
Yamcha colon, in the worst case, I could blow them all up.
You got Yamcha over there, he's like, oh, I could just blow him up. Yeah, that's a good idea, let's blow him up.
In God lore colon, yeah. Oh, where is Punisher? Working overtime. In God lore colon, boys. Trent 1 colon, sleeping. In God lore colon, they're always absent. Unknown man colon, I enter.
I enter. Very well.
In God lore colon, hey, who are you? Unknown man colon, I want to confirm. You read our letter, not read our letter, which?
What's up with the commas? I want confirm. You read our letter.
You read our letter, not read our letter, which?
Not read our letter, which?
In God lore colon, oh, that letter? I did, but I have a question. Why do you, your boss, want to be mayor? Crystals can be bought if you ask me, but I can't figure out the reason why you need to be mayor. Unknown man colon, we want a lot. In God lore colon, yes, if you clarify who you are, where you live, and what you use the crystals for, I'm willing to sell you a lot of them. Unknown man colon, anyway, we want to become mayor.
We want a lot. Okay, well, I'll give you a lot. Just tell me what you want them for, where you're at. Anyway, we want to be mayor. Okay.
We become mayor, absolute lie. We know you, mayor. We use power steal from you. You're fucked.
You're fucked.
In God lore colon, didn't you understand what I kindly said?
Oh, looks like King Godlord's getting mad with his lightning again.
You cannot speak proper English at all. You talk like you're less than 3 years old, kid. You, the only words you can say correctly are your fucked bullshit. Go to hell.
Whoa. It's getting heated now, y'all.
Why do I have to be told that I'm fucked by such a fuck guy like you? Why do I have to be told that I'm fucked by such a fuck guy like you?
What?
Friend 2 : I think he really should stop teaching him that language. Friend 1 : I guess the man is good at memorizing things like that. Friends 1 and 2 : yeah.
You just have the friends in the background just like commenting.
Friend 3 : wow, 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 we understand that you're angry, but...
Woo! We're going all Midwest now, getting the shotguns out.
It's been a while since I last fired this.
Oh god. Our main character's insane. He's just like shooting at people and laughing.
Shut up, I, Mayor, I don't give crystals. Do not come here anymore, die.
Whoa. And now the other guy's just throwing a tantrum. Slam the door.
The kid is gone.
Ta-da! The kid is gone.
Friend 2 : is everything okay?
Killer is Cole, everything yo. Okay?
Killer Cole, yo.
Killer oh, Cole, wait. Yo. Killer? Where did the killer come from?
I heard some loud noises from here. What was that? Can God Lord Cole noises? What's that? I don't know.
Noises? Hmm? I don't know. What's that? You woke up the killer.
2 days later.
How dare you? 2 days later.
Yoko and Colin, wow, something is falling. Damage and Colin, oh, too bad. It's going to land directly on King Godlord's weapon storage.
Oh, too bad. It's going to land on his weapon storage. Oh, well.
King Godlord, Colin, shit, there are no more weapons because of you. Because you used them all for your damn experiments.
Ooh.
Damage and Colin, yes, actually,
Looks like our main character is getting trolled. There are no more weapons because you used them. Yeah, actually. It's landing. Ooh, this sounds kind of cool. Wow.
The building is obviously dangerous.
The building is obviously dangerous.
Friend 3 : yes, it's obviously from another country. King Godlord : I'll go take a look at it. Everyone stay here.
So, a flying building just landed on my weapon storage and crushed it.
Warning to all citizens. Do not approach that black building, okay? It's going to be unpleasant.
Yeah, you don't say. So... But wait a minute, don't approach the black building. I thought if they left their safe place, they'd die. So if they're out there approaching the black building, I mean, I don't know. Something tells me they won't have a chance to do that. But if they leave, they'll die. If they approach the building, it'll just be unpleasant.
Select the level 3-1 : the first floor.
Alright, so the first floor.
King Godlord : this door seems to be locked. Hey, Yamagin, I need your help. Yamagin, Colin, what's up? King Godlord, Colin, I can't open the door because it's locked. Can you blow it up?
Okay, so we're going into that building that just randomly landed in the middle of the city. That black building it's unpleasant to go near. And we can't get in, so we need Yamagin to blow the door up. You know, Yamagin likes blowing stuff up.
Yamagin, Colin, wow, sounds fun. Okay, I'll come.
Oh my god, there's some psychotic characters in this game. I just strolling on over with the bomb.
King Godlord Cole, no thanks. But all you should do is simply blow this up. I'll enter this weird building alone. Go home after your job.
Oh. Blow it up and get out.
We don't know what this building is for and why it is here. Let me go alone. Damage and Cole, okay, you're like a lone wolf, aren't you?
Yes. Here goes.
Godlord Colin, wow, that's huge.
Yeah, it's a big bomb.
Yamagin Colin, ready to go. Fire.
Or a missile launcher. God.
Godlord Colin, wow.
That sounded like it blew up more than just the door, but anyways.
I'd be instantly killed if that were to hit me.
You don't say.
Damage and colon, want to try?
Want to try?
I got more colon, please don't do that. Anyway, I will contact you if I find something.
Oh my god. Okay, so here we are. We, ooh. So, what you hear to, like, right here, is a ladder. And if I press enter on it, or at least I think this is a ladder.
There is a ladder.
Yeah, it is a ladder.
It seems that there are lots of ladders in this building, and I have to climb them.
LOL, lots of ladders. So yeah, we're just gonna have to go and climb ladders, and I'm guessing we need to get to a certain point. Let me check the location.
Killer calling to climb a ladder. Approach it and press enter.
Oh, so here's our friendly little killer again, telling us how to play the game.
You can use the up and down arrows to go up or down after that. But a ladder is only 3 squares wide, so be careful not to fall.
Okay. Let's approach that ladder. So yeah, now we're on the ladder. Alright, we're at the top.
Option info, metal ladder at 4520. Metal ladder at 20-0.
So, now we're at 2020.
Metal ladder at 4520. Metal ladder at 7228. Metal ladder at 100-0. Metal ladder at 105-20. Metal ladder at 150-10. Door at 299-11.
So we need to get to that door at 299. So this is kind of like that one room in the community center on a way larger scale. So we have to figure out what ladders will take us up.
2, 20, 6, 20.
Oh, so we were at 0, 10. Now we're at, or we were at 20, 10. Now we had climbed up to 20.
38, 20, 42, 20.
Ooh, nowhere to go except up.
53, 28.
Alright, we can't go anywhere else. Cause there's our wall. Let's climb down.
Seventy-two, six.
Ooh.
75, 0.
There wasn't a little platform for me to get on.
88, 0.
So now
99, 0.
Got a ladder at 99.
113, 10.
Okay. Gotta climb up.
150, 10.
Now, I don't remember this very well. Okay, that ladder is, I think, just a dead end.
141, 20.
Because now I'm going back to the left. No, I can go up. Okay.
107, 30.
Alright, now I don't
83, 30.
No. I think I might There's about to be a drop off. See. Oh. Oh, it's just a staircase.
201, 29.
Yeah, every time I step to the right, I'm going down one. It's funny how this character just trips down the stairs, though. It's like, dude, you're on a staircase. If you can't see the stairs, use your cane. Yep, yep, yep,
yep. 216, 19.
Okay. Yep.
247, 16.
Yeah. Yep.
265, 14.
And here is our door. 12, 11. Awesome. Ooh. Uh-oh.
Exifem.
What?
I said the thing is a specific child yet to. The words never reach King Godlord. King Godlord can never understand the words. But certainly the words vibrated the air somewhere in the building. King Godlord does not know what will happen next.
Okay, so I think these people actually have their own language that they're just speaking.
Select the stage, tutorial. Stage 3 colon, building search. Select the level 3-1 colon, the first 3-2 colon, the second floor, I think.
The second floor, I think. This sounds like a pretty heavy-duty building. I wonder how they got it to fly. Yep, he...
King Godlord went upstairs and reached the next floor, but he's not sure if this area is really the second floor since there were too many ladders. King Godlord colon, I can't seem to see outside since there are no windows. Why, someone found that I intruded, but I guess that's to be expected since I've been going through this building destroying almost everything.
Wait, someone found that I intruded? Well, I guess that's to be expected, because I've been walking through here destroying everything.
Be careful of the lasers and cross it to the next area.
Oh, so we've got lasers. Oh god. Let's see.
Option ship metal ladder at 1410. Laser launcher at 2010 HP 100% level 15.
Okay.
Metal ladder at 1410. Laser launcher at 20.0 HP 100. Laser launcher at 48.0 HP. Laser launcher at 2010 HP 100% level 15. Laser launcher at 20.0 HP 100% level 15. Laser launcher at 48.0 HP 100%.
Hey, I wonder if I can kill these.
Weapon list: short sword, SMR pad, 4, hit launcher 3.
No, I don't even have ammo. Ow.
268/%. Option ship, laser launcher at 20.0 HP 100% level 5. Laser launcher at 20. Metal ladder at 1410. Metal ladder at 0. Total object 16/ current position 17.0. Well, 0.
Oh god.
Rice ball.
Yeah, this is why it's good I got rice balls. I have to figure out how to get around. Okay, it hit the wall. Ow. 140/325. My god.
70/0. Option ship, laser 299/0.
Oh, we have to get to the door. And I'm not going up that ladder, because I think if you go up to the ladder, you're just going to get stuck with some lasers. That's a trap, as far as I can remember.
92/0.
Yeah, no thanks. Did I just jump the laser beam?
137/0.
Or was that upstairs? Oh crap. I have to climb that, don't I? Okay.
Option metal ladder at 260/0. Laser at 266/0.
Okay, so there's another laser.
226/0.
Oh wait, that one's upstairs. No worries.
247/0.
But
256/0.
Oh, yeah, we've got a wall. Here, let's see what we can do.
Option ship 290 laser launcher at 298/0 HP 293/10.
They put a laser launcher right next to the door. Okay, so what I did was I waited for that to fire, and as soon as that laser fired, I walked all the way to the right and fell off that little platform and got the door. Because they put the laser right next to the door.
Stage 3 colon, building search.
But that part is complete.
Select the level 3-3-3 colon, the third floor of unimaginable height.
Okay. Now we're going to the third floor.
In Godlord colon, wow, I'm pretty high up. It seems that I'm almost the top of this building. This area seems to be easy. There are lots of unknown machines waiting to be destroyed by me.
it's not going to be easy, I'm sure. So lots of unknown. Oh, it's okay. Let's see. Wow. So evidently, what these things are some kind of carts that can shoot laser beams or whatever. But I just leveled, so I'm gonna increase my stats.
One, zero.
So
attack left Baron current value, colon 60 right Baron.
See how many points do I have?
10 points.
So an attack I have 60.
Defense left Baron current value, colon 51 right Baron. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Let's set that to 55.
Attack left Baron current value, colon 15 right Baron. 1. Stamina left Baron current value, colon 39 right Baron. 1. HP left Baron current value, colon 67 right Baron. 1. Confirm. Effective attack. 1, 2, 3.
Now attack is 63. Here we go.
Security card at 560 HP, 24%.
So yeah, these are the security carts. That's what these machines are. And what they can do is they can drive around, they can attack, and then they can go into the stealth mode, which is like where they're just sitting there waiting for you. They don't make any noise at all. They're just kind of sneaking so you don't hear them. See, we don't hear anything. Oh, yeah, you see, that was just in stealth mode. We didn't hear it, and it just popped up.
311/340.
Oh, there's another cart. Stealth mode. He was just sitting there not... So, from what I've been told about this level, is this is a very good grinding level. What you want to do in 3-3 is actually destroy... keep destroying these machines for a little bit, because you'll gain experience and stuff, but also they keep respawning. You're never going to run out. So... this is a good way to gain experience and gold and level up, because generally these don't do too much damage to you, but they're easy to kill, but they do give experience. Like, let's check out the combat log.
58 experience gained.
58 experience for that cart I killed.
Red Emperor escaped the close.
And there are more. See, that one in stealth mode, that it wasn't making noise anymore, but I still remembered where it was at because it was making noise before I paused. Oh. See, why do they go into stealth mode while I'm already beating the crap out of them? We got another in stealth mode. I'm gonna pause real quick. Okay.
Akirado's Falcon 3 version 1.0 met.
I'm gonna try. Let me see how much I need for another level.
Item status. Status false stat HP colon stamina colon shield colon level colon 17. Experience colon 4899 left parent 14 required for the next level right parent.
Oh, I can get another level here. For sure.
Sup.
There we go. Now, what I heard about 3-4 is that it's actually going to be pretty difficult. Either 3-4 or perhaps, if not that one, then stage 4. So, one of those is going to be really difficult, so I was advised to stand there and level up a couple of times, get some stats going. So I'm going to focus on defense and attack here.
Attack left baron current value, colon 63 right baron. Defense left baron current value, colon 55 right baron. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Attack left baron current, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay. So I'm going to focus on... 1.9, 1.4. Oh, wrong thing.
Yes. No.
No.
Defense left, attack left baron current value, colon 63 right baron. Defense left baron current value, colon 55 right baron, 5 points aside.
Confirm. Alright, so let's kill some more carts. You know what I'm gonna do, actually? I did buy that iron blade, and I haven't tried it out yet. So let's see what its stats are.
Short sword, 1. Sassamata pad, 4 feet long sword, iron blade, 1. Attack 120, multiplier 2, 7 tech required, stamina consumption 5, handmade by Yogatin.
Okay.
Long blade pad, 4 feet long rope, 1. Long sword, 1. Attack 30, multiplier 2, stamina consumption 5.
Whoa! Okay, so the long blade's a lot...
Long sword, 1. Attack 30, multiplier 2, stamina...
Yeah. That, I'm using an attack 30 weapon.
Iron blade, 1, attack 120, multiplier 2, 7.
Wow. So, the iron blade is actually 4 times more powerful than the long sword. Let's see. I'm trying
set the
to...
Weapon 1.
Yeah, there we go. I was hitting the grave accent
set the,
key.
Set
I was trying
weapon 1.
To hit 1.
Sword, iron blade, 1, attack 120.
Okay. So it swings a little bit slower, but does a lot more damage, and consumes the same amount of stamina. Wow. No, not today, bro. Got it. My goal is to get one more level, and then I'll see if I can do 3, 4. Wow. There are a few stealthies over there. Okay, so 55 experience. Let's see how much more I need.
Status. 8, champion level, colon, 18. Experience, colon, 55, 62. Left baron, 270 required for...
270. Yeah, we can get another level.
Items, status.
That's 5
status,
more.
Submit.
Enemies that need to be squashed.
281/350.
Okay, we're still doing good in health. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Got our level. Okay. Let's...
Attack left baron current value, colon 68 right baron. Defense left baron current value, colon 60 right baron. 1, 2, 3, 4. Attack left baron, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Defense attack left baron current value, colon 68 right baron. Defense left baron current value, colon 60 right baron, 4 points assigned.
Okay.
Text taken.
Really focusing on that attack and defense. I'm gonna try to get another level. We haven't... It's been over an hour, but... I figured it's alright if this stream is just a little bit longer. Okay. There we go. Let's see.
Combat 52 experience.
52.
Submit items. Status. 8 stamina shield colon level colon 19. Experience colon 6097 left baron 762.
Oh, wow. Yep. I will... Let's see.
6 colon 11 PM.
I will focus 5 more minutes on this level. See if I can get another... Or I'll focus 5 minutes on the stage. Let's see if I can get another level. If I can, that's great. Then we'll be at level 20. Not to mention, I'm also getting gold. Oh, so there are apparently iron balls up here, but
security card at 530 HP, iron metal ladder at 200, metal ladder at 1, iron security card at 530, 108, 0.
Let's go, I figure we spent enough time on this level, and we still have more to do up here, so I won't show off the, or I won't try and get the iron balls, on this episode. I don't even think I can. I think you actually need to get something. Like a grappling hook.
Submenu item status. Staff shield level colon 19. Experience colon 6721. Left parent 138 required for the next.
Okay, yeah, we're very close to the next level. A 100 coins. We've killed a lot of these carts.
Option security card at 93-0.
Got a
64-0.
Cart coming up. Better not go to stealth mode. Alright. We leveled.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Defense tag left parent current value colon 74 right parent 5 points of 6. Defense left parent 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh, I had 11 points. I guess there was one point I hadn't spent. That's good.
Defense left parent current value colon 64 right parent 5.
Okay. So I now have 75 attack. And I think
option door at 299-0.
We have a door at 299-0 again. There. Alright, no more cart killing. Unless it's required.
114.
Climbing up this ladder at X100. Okay. We gotta get down to 299-0 again. Good times.
144-20.
Oh no!
After that, a swarm of extraordinary monsters smashed King Godlord's house into smithereens and captured 7 people there. No one knows what happened to them after that.
Okay, so, yeah, I just died, and you know what happens when you die? Anything you earn in the level that you died in, you lose it. I should have just taken that ladder. Well, yeah, we're just gonna let that sad music play. Right.
Select a state.
Yeah. Guys, so for future reference, when you're on the 3-3, do not go up the ladder to coordinate 20 and run all the way to the right, because there is a wall, but there is also a gap. And if you fall 20 feet, you're gonna die on the hard ground and lose all your grinding progress. Now, that answers the question of if we're gonna get to stage 3-4 in this episode or not, which originally I was only planning to get to 3-1, so we went a little bit further than I thought we would. But still, I would have liked to complete stage 3 since we were almost there, but... Oh my gosh, I literally can't even believe that right now. Like, what? How does that happen? That's... I don't know. You know...
Stage 1 : School of Insanity.
You know what?
Data pin got lore : Stage select : move to the exit : save.
Well, let's see. We've been going for an hour and 20 minutes, and that's a pretty decent amount of time.
Are you sure you want to play the game? Oh, yes.
I'm not, you know, that was actually really fun. I mean, I'm kind of disappointed I died, but I'm not, like, you know, actually that mad over it. I will have to do that again off the podcast. I'm not going to do that, because you already know what it entails. I'm not going to repeat that again for another 10, 15 minutes or so. I'm not going to do that on the podcast. So I'll do that off stream. And in fact, that'll actually give me the opportunity to grind a little more on that level, so I can prepare myself even more. Whenever I do this off stream, I might actually try to shoot for maybe level 22, since I'm not just going to be repeating it on air for 30 minutes. So yeah, because I think 3-4 is going to be really hard, and so I'm really excited for that. But you know what? As much as I hate dying, not only will I be able to increase my level, but you have to admit that was an extremely epic ending to this episode. Like, that was great. That was hilarious.
Oh, yes.
So, with that said... You know what this music means, don't you? It means I'm gonna go cry in the corner after I rage quit. And as the music crescendos, listen to me drop my empty can of Coke that I finished right when I finished the podcast episode. It all works out in the end, doesn't it? Even if you have to fall off literally, I'm just sitting here beating all this stuff up, killing security carts by hand, and I get killed by a little fall. How sad is that? Like, what, in what world is that, like, just and morally okay? I hate you, Yu-Gi-Oh. My god. Oh my gosh, that was freaking great. That was hilarious. Wow. Well, you know what? I was actually pretty tired before I started this episode. But now, not so much. And one thing I will say is that I have actually taken the time to sit down and plan several of these episodes out in advance, which has helped me because I can upload update the podcast page. Like, right when I upload this archive, I'm going to update the podcast page to tell you what the next episode is, and when it will be streamed. So that's what's nice about planning the eps in advance, because I hadn't really been doing that. I've just kind of been figuring out what to do, like, the week before or whatever. But, you know, it's nice to have a plan. So, next week, we're actually going to be playing one of Liam's games, Blinded Guide, because, you know, this podcast is all about humorous and horrible ways to fuck stuff up, like we just did. And that's the perfect game for it. Danger on the Wheel is also on the list. I think that those two games may take up the entire episode, but I'm not quite sure. If not, I'm working on another plan. I originally had, what I think I might actually do is Endless Runner, because it would kind of fit in with that concept. Because there are games that are kind of like Constant Motion, but also not Constant Motion, because we already played that. So yeah, you know what? We had a great episode, and if you have any comments on it, go to stephend.net/podcast. You can also drop a donation if you feel like doing so. And also, subscribe. You can find this podcast on TuneIn now. But also, subscribe to the feed and my blog for more info. See you next week!